Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 21st, and the whole week ahead. So much happening in your 11th house of friendships, and I'd love you to use this weekend for having some fun with friends. And if you're a member of a club or a group, even better. Because the more you can do with a lot of people, the better for you. Because it's about introductions and meeting people where you have mutual interests and fun to come. Here's your Sunday stars. This is a big deal, this Mars moving into Libra, which is what happens today. It's your 10th house of career and ambition. It's certainly going to heighten your ambition, and I would think over the next 6, 7, or even 8 weeks, this is the beginning of something big in a professional way. But the biggest problem will come if you allow your ego to show. Because if you come across as a threat to others, they will certainly want to make sure that you don't cross their path again. Here's your Monday stars. The sun moves into Scorpio, and this in itself throws light on your future. I mean, this whole year, because of Jupiter being in the same position now as the sun, is going to be about your future plans. Because we're talking about not just the next month, but the next year, and then the next 12 years. This is big stuff, and it's a time for you now to think about your future and start to plan where you're going from here. Here's your Tuesday stars. Mercury's link to Neptune is lovely, and it's great if you're with a person who you class as a friend, who puts you before them, then how lucky you are. But return the favour, because Mercury-Neptune is about selflessness. And the biggest danger you have in your stars at the moment is that Mars will bring ego problems. And the last thing you need is an ego clash with someone you care for and who cares for you. And here's your Wednesday stars. Well, the moon's in your sign now and a square to Mars. We've still got, we will have, of course, because it's going to be around for a few weeks. But there is a need now to make absolutely sure that you put other people before you. I said earlier in the week that the biggest danger over the next couple of months is that someone could see you as a threat to their own future or ambitions. And that's why you've got to be so careful the way you deal with people who could be a threat. Here's your Thursday stars, lovely Sun conjunct Jupiter. This is a beautiful aspect, and it's your 11th house. I would say that over the next year, you're going to meet somebody who's going to be so important to you. Might be love, but I see it more as influence. This is about people who become friends, friends who can not just provide influence, but succor, advice and information. It's not what you know, but who you know. And here's your Friday stars. Be careful of the moon squaring Uranus at the start of the day, because this means we've got a rebellious energy around now. It's about anarchy. And the problem could come through somebody in your own household. It could even come from you. What's the problem? Well, the problem is that other people will just see you in your new light. And they will basically say, well, they've shown their true colours now. Well, you don't want that said about you. You'd much rather say it about someone else, wouldn't you?
Get your free natal horoscope report at russellgrant.com to discover the planetary positions at your exact time of birth. See you next week.